is Adam Chartoff of Film Wax Radio, coming from the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas. And today I'm talking with the filmmaker and a couple of the lead actors from the film A Teacher. Let's see, we're going to go there. We're sitting. It's good. We're sitting with a very punch drunk, sleep deprived, barely fed cast and crew of A Teacher, which is a musical comedy playing at the South by Southwest Film Festival. It is actually not a comedy. It's not a musical. It's a dramatic feature film. It stars Lindsay Burge and Will Britton. Lindsay's been, how many films have you done by now? Would you say features anyway?
About, I don't know.
Roughly. Maybe half dozen or so?
Maybe even a little more than that. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure.
Have you carried a film before? Have you carried a film?
Not quite like this.
Yeah. Like you co-starred with Kentucker and those kinds of guys. Or done
co-starred,
more.
But I've never carried.
Yeah. Well, you do sort of co-star with, I'd say Will is a...
Of course.
You know? Yeah.
Look at him.
You're in almost every scene. Will, this is your, and this is your first feature? I'm just guessing, but maybe
no,
I'm wrong.
I did a student production at UT.
Uh-huh.
That was a feature.
Does this feel like a step up or...
Big step up, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because just... working with people that had been doing this for a while, so we're, you know, Lindsay, she's acted some, and she could help me out, you mm-hmm. know, a lot with this, how film acting works and stuff. So I'd say it was sort of my first, like, yeah, mm-hmm. real feature.
You guys, obviously, there's a lot of very intimate moments, nudity, and I don't know, was that ever an issue, or how did you handle that specifically? And maybe let's start with you, Hannah. The one that wasn't nude or in intimate moments. But I'm wondering what you thought about it, leading, obviously you created the script.
Well, I guess someone at our premiere at Sundance asked why there wasn't more nudity, which I thought was quite funny. I don't know. I think, you know, why shy away from that?
Mm-hmm. No yeah. reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, it, you know, like years ago, it was, is if you did a nude scene, you know, there would be, oh, we got rid of everybody from the set. We made sure that the, you know, the actors were this, you know, comfortable, and that, you know, we wanted it really not to want to,
oh,
to respect that.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if maybe, but maybe it's a different time in independent films. We're all getting nude on it. You know, you're getting nude in this film, don't you? Right. So I don't know if it's changed, you know.
I mean, honestly, there's not that much nudity in it. I think it's quite brief also.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, on set,
okay,
we were
well,
nude.
Okay, well, let's...
I mean, I think Hannah created a very safe environment, and the crew was pretty small already, and when we were doing those scenes, it was pared way down. But then also, by the time we did those scenes, we were pretty comfortable with each other, all of us, and also, it comes to a point, I think, where you don't even think about the fact that you're nude as much, or you don't think about the intimate situations as much, because,
right.
You know, if you're living the life of the character, it would be strange or weird to pull the covers over you, you know? It just doesn't make sense. So you just, at some point, we were all, I think, just so entrenched in it that those elements weren't really what we were thinking about so much mm-hmm. as, like, the emotional arc of the story and things like that, and what's
yeah.
going on between them emotionally.
Well, even though there's been a number of course, headline stories about female teachers having affairs with young male students, typically the predator is a guy and the student is a female. What did you make of the story?
Well, I think that is typically how it is, and I thought it was a great story. I guess, yeah, I mean, I think if that were if those
yeah it's a different film.
I think it would be yeah a completely different movie and completely different tone and everything else. Yeah.
Well, how did you approach your character in terms of being, he was actually a fairly sensitive guy and really cared about Lindsay's character.
Right. Well, I think the story and the where we began the story in the film really helps with that, because we don't begin at the beginning of the relationship. We begin into this relationship, so they've been together for a while. So he, I think, even if he is immature and in high school or whatever, he does have to be a human being and care about this person. And so bringing that element of, like, yeah, I care about Diana, but at the same time, I'm in high school, you know, I'm got the world ahead of me. So I think those two things kind of play well together.
Hannah, were you always conscious of trying to make sure that there was no villain in this film, and it was, or to humanize people that get caught up in a situation that like this?
Sure, very much so. I wrote the story from the perspective of what would have to happen for me to find myself in this situation. And also, and Lindsay's heard me say this before, but I am very interested I don't think it's the right word that I'm going to say, but in kind of the manipulation of the audience to have them not necessarily agree with what the choices that the protagonist is making, but force them into being along for the ride. I guess as when you have them in a theater, they're forced to be along for the ride anyway. But I feel that when you find yourself complicit in you know what the character is doing, and realize you're not sitting there thinking, "What an idiot," and you've been watching the film for 20 minutes and are somewhat okay with what's happening, I think that that's just fascinating to me as a storyteller.
Yeah, and Lindsay, early in the film, there's a scene with you and a character that I believe is your brother, played by Johnny Mars,
mm-hmm.
and
Hunter.
Hunter, exactly.
His
Thank you.
Hunter.
I'm so bad at remembering characters'
no,
names sometimes.
How can you remember that?
So, and I'm wondering, did you fill in the backstory? Because we need to. So I'm wondering if you filled in the backstory in terms of what the baggage is you're bringing and why you're in such a damaged soul.
Yes. Hannah and I were very clear about what was going on with her, what was her family situation, where she's coming from, why she's in Texas, she's not from Texas, what, you know, how long she's been there, all of that stuff.
Yes.
We were quite clear about between us, and then, you know, I obviously filled in a bunch of stuff on my own as well. But I kind of love that the audience doesn't know, because there's no easy way out. It's not like, oh, she's this way because of this. This happened. I'm not like that because I'm not like that.
Right.
I think it's clear that she has some things going on. She has some issues, like basically everyone I've ever met. But I think that the idea is that this could happen to somebody, you know, to a person or
well,
something
it has.
Like that.
So, yeah, once in yeah, exactly, yeah. And I doubt anybody planned it. I mean,
no.
It's possible, I suppose, but I don't see the
I'm gonna become
sort of the
a
advantage,
teacher, so I can
right.
go to jail for falling in love with my student.
Yeah, well, the name of the film is A Teacher, and it's been getting a lot of very positive views and feedback, and it is picked up by Oscilloscope. That's right, Oscilloscope, another Oscilloscope film. That's terrific. They're a great company. And so look for it soon in a theater, hopefully in a major city near you and on demand. And it's a very special film, and it stars the great Lindsay Burge, a lovely actress and talented actress, and a talented actor named Will Britton. I wish you luck with the film.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
This is Adam Shartoff, host of FilmWax Radio, the independent film talk show, Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 7:30 on bboxradio.com.